Let's move on. Here's our next phone call coming in from Big Fatty. We have to say that a lot. Big Fatty, who's, I don't know how he's going to like start his shows. He's not going to have this show to steal from anywhere. So that's going to be crazy. Hello.
Hello, lovies.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Let's move on.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2393 of the BFO for Thursday, the 16th of March, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to talk about some little shows. I got a very special announcement. And can you hear that? Can you ask me? Can you hear it? Hello, Nipply's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going. Y'all, you're Nipply, y'all, because it's Nipply. It is Nipply here in Charleston. Yeah, I think we only got, I think the weather rat said we only got up to 50 degrees on hump day. And y'all, we're heading down into the 20s. The 20s on hump day night. Y'all, I think they said we've got a good chance of setting a new record low. Big Fatty, that is Nipply. And y'all, y'all, I got to tell you, you know, with the time change, I talked about this a little bit yesterday. And that Moose P up there in the North Kakalaki, he tended to agree with me that he says, the older I get, the harder it is for me to do the time change and all. And I went to bed. Oh, first of all, I watched some of the sports ball. I know that Mean Keen is watching the sports ball. Yes, Big Fatty. He said he was going to call in with his bracketology. It's true. So we'll find out. I don't know when he's going to call in. Yes, Big Fatty, not soon enough. You need the content. It's true.
Went to bed. On two, I say Tuesday night, and y'all, I fell asleep, but then I woke up, and y'all, I'm blaming this on Steve the Tater. I'm blaming it on Steve the Tater, because y'all, he played that Disney combo song on the airplane show that had the Hercules song and the Polka Hot Ass song and the Hunchback song in it. Y'all, when I was listening to it, I thought to myself, that sounds like that Polka Hot Ass song. And I didn't know what the second one was from, but I'd heard it before. And then the third one was the Hunchback Out There song. And y'all, it's just been stuck in my damn head. It's an earworm. Big Fatty, perhaps you need to get a flush, something to flush your ear. No, it's a song or something gets stuck in your head and you just can't get it out. Well, y'all, I woke up because I had this song stuck in my head, and y'all, then I was trying to get that out of my head, and y'all, I started to think about cheese. Big Fatty! And y'all, all I could think about was that Swiss cheese that I had bought at the Von Zee's over the weekend to go on my coon beef sandwich. And y'all, I eventually had to get up and eat a slice of the Swiss cheese. Big Fatty, who knew that Swiss cheese could cause an earworm? Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, we hear it. Y'all, as I do on hump day, right over there to the Von's East. And y'all, they didn't have a whole lot on sale that I wanted, but there were a few things that I decided to pick up. Y'all, the main thing they had that I was delighted, y'all, they had that chicken tender submarine sandwich on sale. And y'all, it is so good. If you have a Von's East near you, I highly recommend the chicken tender submarine sandwich. I get it with the spicy brown mustard and the Munster cheese and
the banana peppers and the dill pickles and lettuce. And that's it. No, Big Fatty, no mayonnaise. No, no mayonnaise at all. Y'all got me a red onion. But y'all had Brussels sprouts on sale, so I got some fresh Brussels sprouts. Y'all had the good bagged solids on sale. So I got a couple of those. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the Green Giant steam in the bag vegetables. Buy one, get one free. So I got some sugar snap peas and some broccoli florets. Y'all, they had the Von's East Greek flavored yugots on sale. So I got a blueberry and a orange and a... what else? Orange cream and a coconut. It wasn't an orange cream. It was what is that kind of? Blood orange. Blood orange. Y'all, they had the good Bayfran on sale, so I got a couple of pounds of that. They were 2 for $10. Y'all, they had the Cheez-It crackers. You know, sometimes you just have to have a Cheez-It cracker. And y'all, you know, the ones that I've been really enjoying are the extra toasty ones, because they're a little darker, and I like that. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I got me another one of those chicken pot pies, the Parmesan chicken. Y'all, it's just delicious. And they have the barbecue sauce on sale. It was $1 a bottle, so y'all, I picked up a couple of those. Actually, it was 10 for $10, but you know, they only charge you $1 for each one of them. Y'all, I had to ask for my senior citizens discount today. The lady says, well, I wasn't sure, but I looked at you and I thought, there is no way that young man could be 60 years old. I said, flattery will get you everywhere. Now give me my senior citizens discount. So y'all, I didn't spend much, $34.83, but I saved $20.74. Yes, Big Freddy.
It's coming. Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
No, Santa's
not so... that, anything but
oh
that.
My God, oh my God.
Don't miss the return of Shart Week.
All next week on BigFattyOnline.com.
Yes, Big Fatty Digger did a good job on that one. That one, he really put a lot of effort into that one. Digger, way to go. No, that wasn't from Digger. Okay. Who was that from? Y'all, yesterday, let me rephrase it. Tuesday night, y'all, I got a couple of e-letters from old Stinkpot. And old Stinkpot sent me that, and he says, "Big Buddy, we had to stay home. We had to stay home because of the snow. Stella, snowy Stella. Yes, Big Buddy. So he says, I've been meaning to work on these, so I got them done for you. So y'all, he's created these lovely bumpers for Shark Week. Big Fatty, is Digger going to be okay? Well, maybe Digger can call a shark story in. Surely, working in the funeral business, there's got to be numerous shark stories that Digger could call in and share with us. Big Fatty, we'll see if he actually does it. Well, that's true. So y'all, I've got some shark stories, and you know that Joe in Dallas sent me shark stories. So y'all, all next week, it's gonna be Shark Week. Big Fatty, run to the toilet. It's coming. It's coming. Big Fatty, you sure are talking, starting the Nana music. Well, y'all, I got nothing. I got nothing else. I've got one voice letter from that Gus Chan. Yes, Big Fatty, I was afraid he was going to break his New Year's resolution. No, he didn't. He did not. He is, He is sending us a voice letter every week. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, a couple of things. You know, on yesterday's little show, y'all, I gave, you know, that Curtis, formerly of the Game Night Gals, a verbal spanking. When was that, yesterday or the day before? Big Fatty, I think it was Pie Day. Oh, yeah, it was day before. And, you know, that he had not been playing the Words with Friends with Big Fatty. And y'all, it's just unacceptable. Unacceptable. And y'all, on Hump Day, he started playing the Words with Friends again. Big Fatty, what a coincidence. He was like, oh, I just hadn't been playing with anyone. That I don't care about anybody else. It's Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, Burnt Biscuits. Gotta you care about Burnt Biscuits, Big Fatty. anyway... And then y'all, Hump Day Morning got up, and y'all, there was a brand new little show from the kids over there at the Don't Quit Your Day Job, and y'all, they've quit their day job. Big Fatty, y'all, that was their very last little show. They've hung up their microhoys. They said that they might come back and do some special little things or something like that from time to time. But y'all, it's just like everybody's just giving it up, just hanging it up. Y'all, in fact, you know that that Adam Burns, that geeky gay. He was. Oh, I'm going to do two little shows a week. Y'all, it's been a month of Sunday since we've had one little show, and so I guess Big Fatty, he's very, very busy trying not to eat the cobs. Oh, okay. I don't know. Y'all, you know, yesterday I said that I had gotten a testimonium from Durwood asking Granny and I if we wanted to go get some supper and go to the Sam's Club. And Granny, oh no, I must have much more planning. I have to plan things so much farther in advance. You know, the elderly do not like to last minute decision. Well, Granny don't like any kind of decision. But anyway, so Durwood and I, y'all, we went over to the Sam's Club, and y'all, I used my app, my Sam's Club app on the cellular telephone device. Big Fatty, that's because you love the technology. It's true. Durwood didn't have it on his, but anyway, so he had to get in the line. But y'all, I needed a few little things. I needed some more paper towels, so I got those, and I needed razor blades. Yes, Big Fatty, the world's most expensive shaving system out there. It's true, according to Miss Kitty. And then, y'all, I needed replacement brushes for my electric toothbrush. And then there was something else I got, too. What else was what was the other thing that I got? Big Fatty, we don't remember. What was it? There was something. Oh, y'all, it was, you know, I get the roasted peanuts for peanut time for the orange hat at work. Well, y'all, they must have had a 5-pound bag of them. And y'all, it was about the same price that I pay at the Von's East. That may have been a dollar more, but y'all, it was at least twice, if not 2.5 to 3 times the size of the bag I get at the Von's East. Y'all, it's the biggest bag of roasted peanuts that I've seen, like in a grocery store. You know, you can buy the burlap sacks of them and all that kind of stuff, but this was, you know, just for general retail. And y'all, I got that. And of course, y'all, spent $100. You know, the Big Fatty, they don't let you out the door if you don't spend $100. Well, I guess that's probably true. But, y'all, then after that, Durwood and I went over to the Vietnamese restaurant near Fat Acres. And y'all, I had the pho. I had the pho. You know, that's like the soup. And yes, Big Fatty, the old people love the soup. I'm with you on that. And y'all, you know, I make this mistake every time I get it. Y'all, I put the jalapenos in the soup, and y'all, it burns the hair out of my nose. It burns my lips. My eyes start watering. Y'all, they're the hottest jalapenos I have ever put in my mouth. Big Fatty, they'll burn all the way coming out too. Big Fatty, Mona. But y'all, I eventually had to take them back out of the soup. It was just too much. But y'all, I can't eat that big bowl of soup. And so I got it to go. And then Durwood had gotten some ginger chicken, I think it was. And it came with the white rice. Big Fatty, why's it got to be white? Well, that's the color of it. Oh, okay. As opposed to brown rice or wild rice. Yes, Big Fatty. So, Durwood, if a cob gets near him, he's going to have a hissy conniption. Big Fatty, hissy conniption. So, y'all, I brought it home. And y'all, then on hump day morning, it was such a treat for Big Fatty because y'all, Peter G, you know what I'm going to say. You know what I'm going to, yes, Big Fatty, Peter G knows all about shish and meat rice. Y'all, it's true. Y'all, by the way, if some of you are new listeners, Big Fatty, you have new listeners. Well, I think my Northeast Straight boyfriend is a new listener. Big Fatty, we hadn't heard from him in a month of Sundays. I think he's very busy. But he did that hippity hop music for us. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, shish and meat rice, y'all. You cook your bafrin. And you leave the bacon grease in there and drain the bacon on the paper towels. And now, y'all, it's really a two-day meal because the day before you had to have made some white rice and then just put it in the refrigerator. And, y'all, then you take some of the leftover white rice and you just scrape it into that frying pan with the bacon grease. And you just stir it around in that bacon grease and put some salt on it. And then you crumble those three pieces of bacon on top of it. Y'all, it is a little bit of heaven. It is just lovely. And so, y'all, I had that for my brofkas. And then I had that... I only ate half of my chicken tender sub, so I'm having the other half today. Then I had the pho the night before, and I'm having some of the leftover pho for my supper on hump day night. And y'all, it is Big Fatty. I tell you what, you have become are you sure it's not gluttony week? I think that's every week in Walnut Hills, but anyway, y'all, that's about all I got to say about little shows and about, food and everything, and I'm just getting sad that all the little shows are going away. So anyway, and Big Fatty, you've only got 407 more. Big Fatty, the end is no, is that right? 607 more. Big Fatty, neither one of us can count worth a tinker's damn. That's pretty much it. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear God, see, Big Fatty, I cannot believe you filled that up with just you nattering. This is a train wreck, it's true. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, Thursday. I hope you made it through the Ides of March and you're preparing. You're getting your Irish jig slippers on and your little leprechaun pants. And you got your Lucky Charms in your hands. Big Fatty, stop touching yourself. Anyway, so there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Bieber, you know, he used to be on that Dubious Intentions. Y'all, I think he's moved to the Hatlanta. I bet he's glad he did.
Let's move on.
All right, let's move forward. Let's not talk about Snowy Stella. No!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.